Okay. Right.
So in terms of the relative importance of guns and germs in the colonization of the Americas, I mean, how do you assess it?
Well, I don't think I could make any kind of sort of precise quantitative assessment, but it seems unlikely that with the kind of guns that the Europeans brought along with them in the 16th and 17th century, when their major confrontation with the original population took place, that it would have been easy for them to wipe out millions and millions of people who lived here in 1492. It's just unthinkable. I mean, it does take a very powerful technology to commit genocide at a very large scale. I don't think Europeans were capable of that. It's not that they were too good for it, quite the contrary. I don't think that they minded that these Indians died all around them, but it wasn't, I think, intentional. It is in some ways a byproduct of ecological circumstances that were, you could say, unfortunate, but fortuitous, as to say, not meant by anybody to happen. Nor is it clear that Europeans much less the local population understood what was going on. There is a famous quote from a Spanish priest, I forget exactly from where, who says that if the Spaniards want to eliminate an Indian village, they don't have to put it to the fire or to the sword. It is enough for one soldier to stand in the village square and to sneeze. So somebody has sort of a vague idea of what it is they're doing. But that's a long shot away from saying that this is intentional bacteriological warfare. It is unintentional bacteriological warfare, but that is basically what it is. And it is absolutely devastating. What is always surprising me is how little reciprocity there was. That the Europeans really did not pick up a lot of demographically significant diseases in America and took them back to Europe. The only case that's sort of reasonably well documented is syphilis, which first appears in Europe right after the discovery of America. So it would be a little bit of a coincidence if the two weren't related. But syphilis is not really demographically as significant as things like smallpox and influenza and measles were in America. Unpleasant and in some sense scary as the disease may have been. Otherwise, it's very hard to know what it was that Europeans brought across the Atlantic that wasn't beneficial to Europeans.